I am the child enjoying the 7 billion wonders of the world. I am the child enjoying the 7 billion wonders of the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California, with the instant illumination. Now, I am the child enjoying the 7 billion wonders of the world. What are the 7 billion wonders of the world? Besides which a dog barking is a joy to everyone who hears him. What are some of the 7 billion wonders of the world? Let's start with Rex here. His beautiful tongue. His beautiful tongue is one of the 7 wonders of the world. His innocent eyes. His lovely tail. His very active manner. His fantastic quality of eating everything. He just loves to eat, and he eats only what I serve him, and I only serve him good stuff. But you see, what would a child say to you if a child were telling you about the 7 billion wonders of the earth that the child were enjoying? He would tell you, I like it when mommy tucks me in bed at night. That's a wonder of the world. That's one of the 7 billion wonders of the world. I like it when mommy serves us chocolate cake and ice cream for dessert. Wow, do I like that. It's not how big the portion is, but it's just that it's a portion. And it's so good, it's so wonderful, it's so magnificent. I like it when daddy comes home from work and he says, well, how is my man today? And he calls me a man. He calls me a great person. He calls me someone he respects and loves. And that's a wonder of the world to me, because I see how some of my friends are treated by their dads. And their dad says, get that kid out of here. That kid's making too much noise. Can't you keep those kids in order? Can't you keep them quiet? Now, what's Rex doing right now? Rex knows he has a tail. He's a golden retriever. And he's trying to retrieve that tail. He's going in circles and circles and circles. He doesn't know if he would just sit down, his tail would stop moving away from him and he could get a hold of it. But that happened, but then it's no fun. You see, the fun is chasing your tail. The fun is trying to catch your tail when your tail keeps eluding you. The wonders of the world are its active participation, not its static expression. However, a lot of static expression is quite beautiful too. When you look at Rex while he's sleeping, a static expression. You look at him and he just lays there, his face is so placid, his body and his skin is so rich looking and so beautiful, and you touch him, and he's, what, 19 weeks old now? You touch him and he feels just like a cuddly little puppy of 1 or 2 days old, fresh and new right out of the factory. Wonderful. Well, Rex is like that. Now, a little child would call that one of the 7 billion wonders of the world. Why are we interested in the 7 billion wonders of the world? Why are we interested when we say, I am the child enjoying the 7 billion wonders of the world? Well, we say that because every moment of life is a thrilling adventure. Every moment of life is an illumination. I mean, you may have been there and done that, but I haven't been there and done that. And until I've been there and done that, I can't say I've been there and done that. So I have to say, that's a new adventure waiting for me. And I'm ready for all the new adventures because I am a child. Revealing, exploring, enjoying the 7 billion wonders of the world. Now, there was a statement in a magazine a while back, and it said that the children in this class were asked to tell what the 7 wonders of the world were. And the first little child who answered was a little girl, and she was maybe 7 or 8 years old. And her response went something like this. One of the wonders of the world is my mommy, because she is so fantastic. She is so loving and so gentle and so caring. Another wonder of the world is my dog, who always is trying to get my attention and always asking for love and always asking for me to care about him. But he gives me back more love than I could ever give to him, because he's just all over me, slobbering me with kisses and telling me how wonderful I am. Another wonder of the world is that there is peace on earth. The world is at peace. Another wonder of the world is that my friend Jamie is out of the hospital now, whole and perfect. Another wonder of the world is my teacher, who has the patience, to wait with me and work with me and share with me. Another wonder of the world are my eyes. My eyes are a wonder. My eyes are so beautiful. They are truly a wonder of the world. Another wonder of the world are my ears. I can hear things that just make me so happy. I can hear the birds as they're chirping. I can hear the snails crawling along on the sidewalk. Yes, I can. I can hear the snails crawling along on the sidewalk. And it is so beautiful. A snail crawling along the sidewalk. No one even gestures that. Because she hears the snail, she hears the snail. Little children hear things and see things and know things that we haven't the slightest idea. And when we object to it and we say, it surely cannot be, then we are missing the boat and we are causing them to sometimes forget the 7 billion wonders of the world that they are in the process of revealing and exploring. Yes, that's instant illumination. Instant illumination is being aware of the wonders that life has for us. We can hear, we can see, we can touch. Did you ever touch a fresh little kitty cat? A little tiny baby cat that just was all cuddly and cuddly, cuddly? And isn't it the most exciting experience you could ever want? Or a cuddly little puppy dog when they're very little? Did you ever get bit by a dog that's a little puppy dog and it went right through your skin and just made a big bloody part and you says, oh, that's all right. He didn't mean it. He was not mad at me. He was not unhappy with me. We're playing. It's okay, Mommy. We're playing. But he shouldn't bite you. He shouldn't do that. He should lick you. That'll come, Mama. That'll come. But the wonder of the world is that he loves me so. He loves me so, and he wants to be close to me, and he wants to talk to me however he can, because he talks with his mouth, he talks with his teeth, he talks with his eyes, he talks with his paws, he talks with everything that he is, because he is so wonderful, and that is just truly a wonder of the world. It is a wonder of the world that is utterly fantastic, and I'm trying to reach him and hold him here, and he keeps rolling further away. Yeah, sure. Come on over here a little more. But you see, the wonders of the world are the magic that we experience every day. And when you and I can never cease to realize the wonders of the world, never cease to marvel at them, then the wonders will never cease to be in our thought and our mind. This morning, Sylvia was sitting there, and she says, oh! And we all looked down. And here, out of one of Rex's toys, our little 19-month-old puppy, fell a great big old gray spider. And Sylvie says, oh, I must pick him up and throw him out. And so she ran to the kitchen and got a plastic bag and picked him up and threw him out. Now, was that a wonder of the world? Mm-hmm. Oh, my, yes. Sylvia, do you know what you were touching?
God.
You were touching a magic being. A being that has within it a silken thread that is of infinite length. And it just goes on and on and on and on. It pulls. And then, do you know that every night, that wonderful spider sets the table for dinner time? And you look at that spider web, especially in the morning mist and dew, and you say, that looks like a tablecloth. And it looks like a table. And then the hole in the center where his guests come and be part of his dinner. And it is really a glorious tablecloth. So that's a wonder that they can do something like that. Now, what are scientists telling us? They're saying that the the web of the spider is one of the strongest materials known to exist.
Wow.
Wow, that we can bust it so easily. Yeah, but could you bust it if you were the size of a spider and its dimension in comparison to you? Now, when we drop an ant from the top of a building, it just lands on its feet and goes its way. Why is not an ant destroyed by being dropped? Or a cat? Or anything else like that? Now, they are not, because that's not in their nature. Oh, surely it must be, you know. But think of it. You can drop most anything, and it will not be hurt by being dropped. That's a wonder of the world. That truly is. And you say, well, if I were dropped from that height, I would be probably crunched into pieces. And I would be crunched into pieces. I would be crunched into pieces. I would be crunched into pieces. You know why? Because that's what I expect. That's what I expect. Now you say, but logically, if you drop something from that distance, it will be damaged irreparably and die. Well, tell that to a spider. Tell that to an ant. Tell that to something that's falling and not having that happen to it. Yeah. You see, we are our own worst and best critics and our own worst and best observers of the facts of life. Now, we can do those things. We can do those things. We can fall from great heights and be untouched. Has anyone ever done it? Yes, they have. Mm-hmm. Fallen out of airplanes, fallen off buildings, and amazingly, they may have been damaged, their bones were broken or something, but their spirit was still intact. They didn't expect to die. They didn't expect not to be here any longer. They expected to go right on living, and they did. Now, we can do that too. We can do that too. We can go right on living in a beautiful, wonderful way when we realize that the world is filled with 7 billion wonderful, magical possibilities for us to experience. 7 billion wonders of the world. See what I mean? Just when Rex lays down here and he goes to sleep, he just is so out of it. He is off in some other dimension of experience, and he is just having a time of his life. And sometimes you see his feet running, and sometimes you see him breathing heavy, and sometimes you see him doing all sorts of strange things. But this is what puppydom is. This is what humandom is, too. In our dreams, in our sleep, we do those same things, and we have lots of fun. 7 billion wonders of the world. My goodness. I am the child enjoying them. And every time I open my mouth, I run into 7 billion more, and 7 billion more, and 7 billion more, endlessly. And that's a wonderful way to be. So join me on my journey of 7 billion wonders of the world from your point of view. You might be surprised just what those 7 billion wonders of the world truly are. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Yesterday.
Oh, you woke up.
Mr.
Love you.
So, yesterday I went on my walk and I stopped at the.